Good evening, everybody. You're listening to another episode of Wine Unwind. And today I am having Stella Rosa Green Apple. Y'all know Stella Rosa is my favorite, so Stella Rosa Green Apple. But, of course, I'm mixing it with something. So I'm having Stella Rosa Green Apple with Tito's. I actually got this idea from my mama, and it's good as hell. So thank you, mama. This is a really good combination. Try it. Somebody just try it and tell me what you think. Okay, so for today, I actually had a topic that I wanted to talk about because, you know, with us all being at home and I'm working from home, so I'm literally at rollover, work at my desk, get off work, walk my dog for about a mile, and then I'm on my phone constantly on social media. I'm laughing at shit. Scrolling, just looking for topics and stuff like that. And before all this, I can honestly say I wasn't big on social media. I didn't really care for it too much. I felt like it was a distraction for me, so I didn't really play around with it too much. But now I can say it's been funny as fuck. Like, social media is funny as shit. But anyway, I wanted to talk about now that we all at home, and of course all of us are using social media a little bit more than we used to. I want to talk about social media versus real life. And the reason why I touched on this topic is because I was just scrolling, of course. And social media is kind of, I always thought like it had negative impacts and it had positive impacts. A lot of positive impacts are like people who actually make money off social media. They use the platform to create, generate wealth for themselves. Those are people who actually have a good balance between social media and real life. You know, they're using this as their income, or the people who use it to promote their businesses, or the people who use it to be influencers, and that's how they get money. Like, those are, I commend those people because it seems as though they seem to have a good balance between real life and social media. But you have those few people who may have been your favorite social media person. They was always posting. They was always lit, traveling, partying, showing off their clothes and shit like that and blah, blah, blah. And now they ain't posting that much because their life really ain't that lit. Or they doing these TikToks and you see how they really love it, like they house dirty as fuck. That shit funny as fuck. So I just had to talk about that today because I feel like social media is the land where people can really front their move. You can really make some money. You can connect with people. You can connect with family. You can connect with old classmates. You can connect with old friends. Like, it has its good and its bad. So I want to talk about that because I recently didn't really think that, you know, social media was, I didn't think it was a bad influence. I thought it was a distraction. And so I didn't really, you know, be on social media that much. But now I see all the pros and cons of having it. So my biggest thing is that it's a platform. It's a platform for you to, I'm all about a check, make money. Like, a lot of people, you can literally make money off social media. And we live in an age right now, especially right now, doing this shit, this coronavirus shit right now. If you're not trying to figure out a way to make some money, your ass is weird. You're weird as fuck. Because this is the time where you can learn all your hidden talents or cultivate your hidden talents. This is the time where if it's something that you really want to do or you had a passion for, you can do it because you have nothing but downtime. This is the time where you can promote yourself because ain't nobody else doing nothing but scrolling on their damn phone, going from app to app to app to app. So if you really got like a hustler spirit and you really want to make some money, instead of talking about it, just do that shit and use social media as that platform. I have friends, if you follow me on Facebook, if you're my Facebook friend or on Twitter or whatever, you see I'm constantly like promoting my friends' businesses because that's what they use the platform for. And they promote other people's businesses because that's what it's for. You know, you get what I'm saying? Like, or promoting positivity. Whenever I see something positive, I'm sharing it. I love seeing positive things. I love seeing where people are uplifting each other. And I like seeing things where like giving back. I love that. I love it. Well, I saw a post the other day where this girl was just like, she was just praying for the nurses and all of our essential workers. And she was actually going to different hospitals and still social distancing, but praying with them. That was so uplifting to see. So I like it for that specific aspect of it. It can be very, very positive and uplifting. It also can keep you in a loop of things. Like my mom, who is able to keep in touch with some of her older friends from her old neighborhood or high school and stuff like that, you know, they're able to keep in contact with each other and see pictures of their grandkids and all of that. My grandma lives in a totally different country. Like, she lives in Belize, so she's not nowhere near me. And of course, she doesn't have social media and she don't know how to work a damn iPhone. But my little cousin is around her frequently, so I'm able to see her face through that. Even if I talk to her every other day, but being able to see her face makes me happy. It makes me smile. It makes me feel good. So social media for that platform, for that reason, is great. I feel like it's so many good reasons to utilize social media. And then there's a lot of negative impacts to it. Like, a lot of people use it to be catty, to be messy, to be in other people's business. And don't get me wrong, the catty and the messy and the other people's business is still entertaining. That shit funny as fuck too. I'm not gonna lie to y'all, because I'm one of the people, if I see somebody they might be arguing with somebody, I might know them from a can of paint. I'm gonna look at the person they're arguing with page. Then I'm gonna look at the person they're arguing page, friends page, because they jumped in too. Then I'm gonna look at the boyfriend page because he had something to say. Next thing you know, I'm looking at the mama page. I know when they was born, what high school they went to, when the baby was born, what the kids look like, and why she said this baby had a cleft lip and all of that. That shit be funny. It be funny as fuck. But I say that to say this. That's the negative impact of it also, because people put too much of their business on social media. I do not need to know your life story if I do not know you. I don't know you, so I don't need to know all that about you. And that's the negative impact of it to me. I feel like people put too much of their lives out there to be accessible to other people to critique. And once other people start critiquing your life, you can say, I don't give a fuck what people say about me and blah, 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 blah. But that really does have some kind of impact on people. And then that's when you get people front and they move. Start trying to act like their life is better than what it is, or making it seem like they got it when they really don't. And I mean, if that's what you do, kudos to you. But if you're going to be doing that, if you front your move because you really give a fuck what people say about you and all of that, when you start making these TikToks, make sure you're doing it in a corner of the house that's actually clean, like the floor ain't got trash on it, or make sure you ain't showing that your bed on the floor, or that you're using sheets for curtains. Like, make sure that you're not showing that you live in a studio, like you live in a room with a bathroom. Make sure that you're not showing all that, because if you've been front your moves, you got to continue to front your moves. You got to keep up your social media facade. So, but I feel like, once again, that's the negative impact of it. You expose too much of your life, and then people have the opportunity to pick apart your life and see what's what and who you really are. Like I said, like, people who was people's favorite people to watch on social media right now might be a little quiet because their life ain't really that lit. You know, so they ain't really having that much fun. They ain't really having shit like they're trying to make it seem. So I feel like that is very much so a negative impact of social media. Still funny as fuck, but it's definitely a negative impact. I do like also now how Facebook has it where you can have Messenger for kids. So it allows kids to connect with their friends since they're all home, and it gives the parents control. I really like that, because there are so many with kids not being able to interact like they used to, you know, being able to see each other and play and things like that. That extra added touch of being able, I can talk to my friend, whether I do FaceTime or I do a Facebook call, like, and the parents can monitor it. That's the part I really like about it, that the parents are able to monitor this. I feel like that's great. We're able to keep the kids social. Kids being able to have social lives like we did when we was kids, being able to go outside and play and get into fights, and, you know, builds our character and kind of molds us into the person we're gonna kind of be. It helps build our personality. I really like that aspect of it. However, I do not like that on social media there is a lot of sexual predators. So I feel like, I was having this conversation with one of my friends that I don't feel like social media is for kids. Not to say that they can't use the Messenger app where the parents are monitoring it. I don't feel like kids should have their own Facebook pages. I'm not a parent per se, but I was talking to one of my close friends who is a parent, and just me seeing how many fucking creeps it is in the world. Like, it's really people in the world who sexualize children. So I feel like your kid could look so innocent and be the cutest thing in the world, but it's some fucking creep on the other side of their phone looking at this app and probably really getting aroused by this. So that portion, that aspect of it, I do not like. I don't feel like children should have social media pages just because it's too many fucking creeps in the world. And I wish these creeps would go the fuck away. Like, please, can we just burn them all at the stake or fucking stone them to death? Like, why do people like this exist? Anywho, that's off topic. But I don't like that aspect. I don't feel like children should have social media pages of their own unless the parent is monitoring it completely. Like, it's ran by the parent completely. But even then, the parent is going to run to those creeps who are looking at the baby's pages and sexualizing them. I just hate that. So that's one thing that I don't like, because once again, you make yourself accessible to the world and people are able to critique and look at pictures and things like that of your life. So many people don't know how to censor their life when it comes to social media. They feel as though they have to update every portion of their life. And like I say, it's funny as shit. That part is funny. But a lot of times it's not, and it can be very negative. It can have very negative impacts, like people actually getting killed on live because, and that's not to say that they were doing anything wrong for being on live, but once you're constantly looking down at your phone, you're not being aware of your surroundings. You're not able to see what's coming near you. You're not cognizant of what's going on. Or I saw a video the other day of how a girl was showing off her money, front her move, for whatever app she was on, and somebody reached in the car and took her money. Whether this is real or fake or not, that can really happen. And it's because you're not cognizant of what's going on around you. You're not paying attention because you're so into your phone in this app. So I feel like that part, that's the negative part of it, where people kind of zone out the real world because they're too into this app on their phone. And when you're done, you put your phone down, you still got to deal with the real world. Like, it's really people who roll over in the morning and before they even brush their goddamn teeth, go take their morning piss, they open it up Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snap, or whatever the fuck else to see what somebody else got going on in their life or what they posted or whatever. Somebody was arguing last night. Let me see if they updated it. And before you even brush your goddamn teeth or pray for the day. You get what I'm saying? Like, so I feel like that part, that's the distraction and that's the negative part. So that's the part that me personally, I was staying away from because I just didn't want to be distracted. So I've kind of tried to have a balance where when I'm working, I just literally don't look at my phone at all, like at all. And when I'm not working, that's when I take the time to laugh and scroll and things like that. But I feel like there are so many positive impacts and so many negative impacts of social media. But nonetheless, for what we're using it for right now, it's funny as shit. Funny as fuck. I love seeing people argue. It'd be so funny because they'd be airing out each other business. That shit be funny. But if you make yourself too accessible for the world to see, and you shouldn't be putting all your business out there on the internet for anyone else to see, because you never know down the line if an employer can see this, your kids can see this. Like, females constantly uploading twerker videos. Look, baby, if you want to twerk, by all means do that, but understand that at some point, one day, your kids are going to see this. And how are you going to explain your naked ass on the internet to your kids? You get what I'm saying? Or niggas are really paying bitches for OnlyFans accounts, but porn is free. So you really uploading OnlyFans accounts to social media, different social media platforms that once again, one day your children will see, your mama might can see. And niggas are, and nothing, I don't knock that hustle at all, because them bitches be making some money off some OnlyFans accounts. But porn is motherfucking free. So once again, like, the negative impacts of it. The positive is these bitches with these OnlyFans is making money. But the negative is at some point, someone down the line, children, mother, someone will see your naked ass, and then you got to explain why your naked ass was on Twitter or why it was on Facebook. Like, how did that happen? How did something so private become so public? So that's the only thing that I personally, I just can't get with. And I also feel like social media creates delusions. That was a negative impact that I saw that today also, where it's like, I was listening to this conversation these girls were having, and they literally were having a conversation about people on social media that they don't even know. Like, they're not really friends with them in real life. But it's like, oh, did you see she did this and she did that and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, that's not real life, baby. You don't really know them or know their life. And I guess if that's what's entertaining you or that's what's going on, that's fine. But then I feel like it takes away the personalness of actually having real friends, like having people that you genuinely have conversations with, having people that you really know and you really care about, and people that, you know, you really connect with. That connection is lost because this delusion of this is my friend and this is what's going on with in their life, or I used to talk to this nigga and now I don't talk to him no more. Let me go ahead and see what's going on his social media pages. And it makes you feel like you know what's going on in his life when really you don't. You get what I'm saying? It takes away the personalness of it. So for me, I feel like there's so many pros and cons with like social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and whatever the fuck else. There's so many pros and cons with it. It's funny as fuck. For me, it is funny. I cannot stress it enough. It is hilarious. And I love getting on Facebook or Twitter just to laugh. And it's sad because I'm sitting laughing at other people's life. Or I'm laughing at whatever it is that they got going on. And I shouldn't be. That's not right. But it's like, they make themselves too accessible. Like, stop making your life so accessible. I should not know that your baby daddy burnt you after he slept with your cousin. I shouldn't know that. That's not my business. I don't even fucking know your real name. Like, why do I know that about you? You get what I'm saying? Like, so I feel like people need to limit what they're sharing on social media. They should also know the difference between social media and real life. Like, just because I'm typing some words to you and we arguing on social media, we going back and forth and blah, blah, blah. People actually get killed over them words. Like, we going back and forth over an app and now this nigga dead. It's not that serious. It's not. It's really not. You get what I'm saying? It's not deep enough to create these cyber beasts. So it has so many positive and negative connotations to it. But I just feel like I've learned from this whole COVID-19 thing, sitting at home because of Rona, that social media is funny as fuck. It's a place where you can legitimately make a lot of money if you use it correctly. Like, if you really a hustle, I know literally half of my timeline is filled with hustling ass people that's, you know, selling something, doing something, promoting their business in some kind of way. And I love it. I love seeing that. Like, I love seeing people trying to like grow, but I also love seeing Black people with shit that I can buy. Like, yes, I want that. Where did you get it from? So I really like that. I love that aspect of it. But I also love being able to laugh at people's life. And I know if I'm laughing, it's a bunch of other motherfuckers that don't know you that's laughing. So please, people, try to create the balance between social media and real life. Don't live in these delusions. And realize that it's just an app. Like, once you put your phone down, you're not in that world anymore. Or you can delete this off your phone and you will never see these people again. You know, like, you don't really know them in real life. So don't let what's going on in their life make you feel like what's going on in your life is not sufficient. Because I see that a lot too. Well, girls will be staring at these Instagram models who's had all this work done to their body and aspire to be that, not knowing exactly what they went through to get there, how much money they spent, et cetera, et cetera, and not feel like they're beautiful. You don't feel like they're beautiful in the skin they're in because this is what is shown to be beautiful. You know, so don't live in that delusion. Live in the real world. Live in the now. Live in your world and not theirs. You get what I'm saying? Because like I said, some people, some of y'all favorites, ain't uploading no pictures or no videos or when they are doing these TikToks, baby. they don't look nothing like them pictures. Or that house don't look nothing like what you thought it was going to look like. So, you know, I feel like when it comes to social media versus real life, a lot of people have a hard time just finding the balance because they don't know how to disconnect. Take the time to disconnect. Take the time to step away from the app and talk to somebody. Talk to your spouse. Talk to your friends. Talk. Have an actual conversation. You know, a real life conversation and not a conversation about what you saw on social media. You know, that's my takeaway for today, guys. That's all I had to say. But social media funny as fuck. What I is going to say is if y'all still want to keep showing too much of y'all lives, a bitch like me going to laugh at it. Okay. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to fan everybody in your timeline who I can also laugh at. And I'm going to know your life. And I'm just know if I'm laughing, there's about 100 other people laughing. So just stop. Just stop. That's it. Oh, and make some money. If you're going to share your life, make some goddamn money off of it. Make some money. I'm all about a coin. Make some money, y'all. All right. Once again, everybody stay safe. Stay healthy. Stay clean. Wash your hands. Wash your ass. Take care of them kids. And try green apple, Stella Rosa, and Tito's. It is a great combination.